This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives, lots of them, months worth of the show. We go all the way back to April of 2005. That's over 10 months worth of Free Talk Live, all for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So we got lots to talk about tonight. How much of it we're going to get to, I don't know. Because there is a lot on the plate, including a story about a guy in Iraq who, got himself kind of blown up. Yeah, and he lost his body armor in the process of, getting blown up and having to get yourself stitched up. It just got kind of lost. I think they threw it away because it was sort of torn to pieces.
Okay.
Then the military decided they weren't going to let him out of the army until he paid them for the body armor that he lost. We'll tell you more about that. That's all coming up. Plus, air marshals charged with drug smuggling, pack rats, and more. But let's start things out tonight with another drug-related story. Kind of tie into to our weekend show. We had Officer Jack Cole on the show with us over the weekend from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and it was a fantastic interview. If you missed it, it's archived on our website at freetalklive.com. But just to show how totally asinine this war on drugs is, from the Chicago Sun-Times, a 12-year-old Aurora boy who said he'd brought powdered sugar to school for a science project this week has been charged with a felony. 12 years old. Charged with a felony for possessing a look-alike drug, according to Aurora police.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Manwich.
Was he purporting that this powdered sugar was in fact cocaine?
Let's see what the article says. Not initially.
Not initially, okay.
The sixth grade student at Waldo Middle School was also suspended for 2 weeks from school after showing the bag of powdered sugar to his friends. The boy, who's not being identified because he's a juvenile, said he brought the bag to school to ask his science teacher if he could run an experiment using sugar. The other two other boys asked if the bag contained cocaine after he showed it to them in the bathroom Wednesday morning, according to the boy's mother. He joked that it was cocaine before telling them, "Just kidding," she said. Aurora police arrested the boy.
I bet you the just kidding didn't happen.
Right, exactly. I'm sure the kid didn't go into the... say, "Hey, come into the bathroom, let me show you this bag of powdered sugar." If he's showing off his bag of powdered sugar in the bathroom, it's because he was going to pretend it was cocaine and try and sell it to those kids.
Well, maybe he wasn't showing it off. Maybe it was just in his backpack and they noticed it and they asked him a question about it.
It could happen. Doesn't seem likely.
We don't know what the exact chain of events was here.
We certainly don't.
But anyway, Aurora police arrested the boy after a custodian at the school reported the boy's comments. So, actually, it was a janitor that overheard everything. It wasn't one of the other two kids that went running off to report him or anything like that. The youngster was taken to the police station and detained before being released to his parents that afternoon. According to his mother, "This is getting ridiculous. They treated my son like a criminal. This is no way to treat a 12-year-old kid." East Aurora school district officials declined to comment, but they did issue a written statement which said, "The dangers of illegal drugs and controlled substances are clear. Look-alike drugs and substances can cause that same level of danger because staff and students are not equipped to differentiate between the two."
So what would you think would be the best thing to do here, Ian?
Nothing.
Nothing what?
To do nothing.
You
the kid had a bag of sugar at school.
You don't think that the...
He didn't sell it. He did not, pass it off as though it was cocaine. And in the few cases where we've heard about cops arresting people for look-alike drugs, they've actually been trying to peddle it. Like a crack dealer on the street trying to sell something that wasn't really crack. Like instead it was, little nuggets of bread, bread instead of crack. In that case, you're trying to act as though this is a substance. You're trying to profit from fooling someone into thinking that this is an illicit substance. In this case, it was a kid with a bag of sugar.
Okay. Now, would it be? Here's the question: if your school administration, my question is for you: is what do you do? Now, you don't get to play in a libertarian world game. You don't get to. I'm in Libertyville. You have to actually look at this like they're looking at it, and that is that this kid told a story about this being cocaine. And he passed it off as cocaine. And that, really, really? I mean, I'm sorry, but it is against the law. And these people have to protect themselves in, you know, from the law. The law will prosecute them if they don't uphold the law from their angle. You know what I mean?
No, liable. I don't know about that. I don't know if they could be liable for that.
They certainly could be scared they might be liable.
We've seen plenty of evidence that bureaucrats don't hardly ever get charged with crime.
But bureaucrats don't believe that, though.
Okay.
Would you say that's true?
Well, I can't back up them acting this way. I mean, this is zero tolerance, garbage, nonsense. I mean, worst case.
Here's the thing, though. This kid's going to get a juvenile charge, which is nothing.
A felony charge.
A juvenile. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
In 6 years, it won't exist.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, it's certainly something
and,
that
and
he it, shouldn't
and
have
actually
to deal
it doesn't
with.
Exist now.
Right.
I mean, you're acting as though it's no big deal, but this is something that he's going to have to deal with now. He's going to have to go through the system now, and who knows what you know the punishments might be. And, actually, penalties for juveniles are decided on a case by case basis. But if convicted, the sixth grader could likely face up to 5 years probation, according to the director of juvenile court services.
You know,
so that's not nothing. That's 5 years probation for a bag of sugar. In this case,
stop acting like he is going to get 5 years probation, because that's the way you normally approach these issues. Like, he could face up to 5 years
that's
probation.
That's what the guy
said. Hold on. It says he could face up to 5 years probation, and then you immediately turn it into, that is 5 years he's going to spend.
I didn't say he was going to spend 5 years. I just said that's not nothing.
That's because I didn't let you get to that point. You do it a lot, though. I was just trying to jump in.
He's acting like it's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
And most, I'm almost 100% certain that this will be no big deal. He's not going to get anything. Maybe 15 hours of community service. Maybe.
Look, here's how it would be. In Libertyville, in imaginary libertarian utopia, here's how it would be handled. That's the school administrator would say, son, you're acting like that's cocaine. You're in big trouble. You sit right there. And then he would exact whatever punishment he wanted to exact, and it would be horrible. Like, it would be, you know, this kid doesn't get to go out on recess for a year or something, whatever
fine.
It is, or he kicked him out
that's,
of school.
At least
that's
not a felony.
It's not a felony, Ian.
They said in this article it's a felony. What, you don't believe them? You think the administrators are lying to you about
Look,
this?
Look, a felony on a juvenile's record, it's
okay,
nothing.
I understand. It's
the only
go
way
away.
A felony is going to matter to that juvenile is if he continues to commit crimes and then they pile up.
Uh-huh.
But if he when once 18 hits, okay. No one can ever find it again.
I have no problem with a school enacting some sort of in-school
right.
style punishment.
What your problem is a reasonable punishment meted out by the authorities.
No, my problem
it's
is
a reasonable
the fact
punishment.
That they, reasonable to take the kid away in handcuffs and lock him in the clink?
Yeah.
No, that's not reasonable.
That's what happens when you play with drugs. Is it not what happened when you play with drugs?
This wasn't a drug, Manwich.
It was. He was acting like
sugar.
It's a drug. Well, look, this isn't a felony charge. They're
bring
just acting
the
like it's
in,
a felony charge.
You
okay?
bring the cops in. They test the. They test it out. They find out. Oh, this really is a bag of sugar. Hey, sorry, look, kid, you wasted our time today. Here, you're gonna have to pick up some trash around the school because you wasted our time. Really, that's the only thing that would have happened is the cops would have had to been called in. They'd have had to found out it wasn't cocaine, and you'd have wasted the cops' time. Does not deserve a felony charge. Doesn't deserve being thrown into jail
at all.
It's
not a felony charge. It's a pretend felony charge. Just
okay,
like the pretend
whatever
cocaine.
You want to call it, man. Which they didn't pretend when they put handcuffs on the kid and took him down to the clinic.
They didn't do anything out of line here.
I can't believe that you're taking the cops' position on this.
I'm not taking. I'm not saying
they arrested
the cops
a 12-year-old kid.
I'm
Manwich,
not saying that
sugar.
The law is good. But this is, he's purporting it as cocaine. I'm sorry. If he'd have brought a gun to school and pretended, you know, like a fake gun to school and pretended to
just
shoot it at somebody.
A gun.
Yeah, but it's a crime. And that's all
Whoa.
The cops did was enforce the crime. You've got a problem with crime. So do I. I don't have a problem with what happened here.
All right. Well, if you think the cops did the right thing in this case by taking a 12-year-old down to the clink and throwing him in jail, 800-259-9231, when all they would have had to have done was dipped their finger in the bag and tasted it to find out it was sugar, and then they could have just thrown it all out at that point. More coming back. This is your show. What do you think? Did they go over the line? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly daily. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of stuff there, including our newest feature, the Wiki. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. It is a vault of knowledge. You can add to it, you can edit it, you can change things, and so can everyone else. It's an interesting dynamic, and of course it's free at freetalklive.com. You should go and visit the wiki if you've never been, wiki.freetalklive.com. What do you think of that definition, Torgo, as one of the more geeky people on the show? A vault of knowledge?
I think so. I think that's a good way to put it. It's a cornucopia of knowledge.
Ooh, now that's good.
Yeah, it's a cornucopia of knowledge that you can control.
I don't think it accurately describes it, though. I mean, it's like,
you don't think there's plenty of knowledge there?
No, I think that, well, cornucopia is a variety of knowledge.
Cornucopia is a horn of plenty, is a cornucopia.
Right. Well, you know, there's lots of different things in a cornucopia. But I don't want to get off on the definition of what, in fact, a cornucopia is. I want to get off on what a wiki is. And a wiki is, it's like user modifiable. And I don't know if a vault of knowledge really describes user modifiable. You know?
Why? Because vaults are all locked down, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the wiki's kind of locked down.
Well, the Encyclopedia Britannica could be a vault of knowledge. I mean, it doesn't really...
Yeah, but ours is updated in real time, unlike encyclopedias that take years to get any new facts in them.
Well, Wikipedia is updated in real time.
That's true.
That's what
and Wikipedia
have.
Is fairly
But if you know
accurate.
What that is, then you'll know what a wiki is.
That's
right,
true.
But we can't go on the definition of Wikipedia because people that are listening to the radio might have never heard of what
right.
Wikipedia is.
We've got a web page. You can go search it for things you might want to know. If it's not there, well...
You can add it.
You can add it, or you can add a page for it and say, hey, somebody update this with information because I don't know nothing about it.
And it's at wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, enough of that. So on this whole boy charged with a felony thing, we got a story with a 12-year-old in Aurora, Illinois, charged with a felony, fake drugs charge. I'm not sure exactly what the name of the charge is. But he's facing up to 5 years on probation. And yes, you're right, he'll probably get a slap on the hand and he'll probably...
Probably,
you know,
I mean, there's no guarantee
of
it.
We don't know what's going to happen.
There could be, like, you know, there could be some dire consequences, but I think what the dire consequences are, the worst case scenario is 5 years probation.
By the way, I'd like to point out, Johnson has sent me an instant message refuting your claim about the fact that your juvenile charges just disappear after you turn 18. They may go disappear from public record, but they are still technically on record. She apparently, his old girlfriend apparently applied for a job with the sheriff's department, and they found out that when she was 8 years old, she vandalized some neighbor's fence or something like that, something that was still in the system from way back when that should have been...
Did it affect her getting a job?
I don't know. I'm just pointing out. That it was still there. Anyway, so...
And the answer to your question, ma'am, is no, it did not.
So your position...
I don't think I'm saying that I believe that the law enforcement community completely erases it upon your 18th birthday.
Yeah.
But no one besides the law enforcement community and perhaps, a prosecutor would be able to find out
Understood.
This information.
But your position on the kid being arrested for the bag of sugar that he had... your position is that the cops did the right thing, even though the law was wrong.
I believe that the law is wrong, right. But I think that everybody else did what they needed to do.
Do you think that the cops went a little overboard with what they did?
I think that the janitor went overboard.
By ratting out the kid?
The janitor should have gone to the administrative office and then allowed the principal or the vice principal or whomever to deal with it.
That may very well have been what happened.
A custodian reported the boy's comments. It doesn't say to whom he reported.
In my opinion, whomever called the police is the person who...
They made the mistake.
Made the mistake. But it's just a mistake. I don't think that anybody did anything like dire wrong here.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to George in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, first of all, I think they should not have called I can understand them calling the cops, but they should not have hauled that kid away just because he had sugar. And also, I gotta take Ian's side on this, guys, because, if you're willing to haul and make a kid do up to 5 years of probation, what about those, real, crackheads trying to sell that, stuff of sugar? Just to support their own drug habits.
Well, the crackheads are going to jail for much longer when they get caught. I mean, I don't think that that's good either. But believe me, they're not just letting the crackheads walk free.
Hold on. I don't think they're going to make room in the jail for the 12-year-old and kick out a crackhead.
Hold on. So, Ian, how's that make you feel having the government on your side?
What are you talking about?
George is on your side, man. You got a federal agent backing you up.
So, George, now they did say they called the police, and it sounded like a plural, like there was more than one officer responded. What would you have to do, since you work for the TSA, what would you have to do if you found somebody who was clearly purporting to have drugs or have drugs that you were shaking down the line? I mean, you'd have to put them in the clink, wouldn't you?
Technically, I'm TSA, not DEA. I don't care if they got drugs. I'm looking for first to the plane. I found people with pot on them, for example, and I let them go.
Really? Did you find somebody with pot on them and let them go while a coworker was standing over your shoulder?
Not anyone standing over my shoulder. I ain't stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Is there was more than one cop, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's probably the problem there too. But yeah, I remember one time I was working the out front of the checkpoint, and one dude in line coming through, he was reeking of this of weed.
Right.
And I just like whispered up to him, like, dude, you need to get some cologne deodorant or something like that, because one of my coworkers is bound to recognize that smell, and you know that could be hell for you.
That's like, cool. Oh, you were looking out for him, man. That's cool. So, yeah. So what else was on your mind tonight, George?
Well, Big Cheney needs some glasses or something like that because he can't shoot worth a damn.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this over the weekend.
Now, he didn't shoot and miss. He shot because he was surprised, is what I heard.
Something like that. Either way, I mean, you know it's bad when he waits almost a day to even call Dubia and tell him about it.
Did you say call Dubia?
Dubia.
Yeah, Bush.
Dubia. Yeah,
yeah,
well, I don't know.
He waited almost a day, according to NBC. He waited almost a day to even tell Bush about it.
Well, what can you say? I mean, yeah, he made a mistake. He was probably really embarrassed. I don't know.
Yeah, other way, that's just kind of funny almost.
I find hunting kind of funny. I don't, you know, George, thanks for the call, by the way. We appreciate hearing from you, man. You know, I find hunting kind of funny. It seems a little antiquated to me, doesn't it?
It doesn't hold any allure for me. Now, I'm not the one to go putting down people's hobbies or anything like that. And I'd be willing to try it if somebody, you know, said, hey, man, which want to go on a hunting trip? I've got everything taken care of. All you have to do is bring your body.
Show up. Yeah.
You know, and I've got the gun for you. I've got the, I don't know, space
the
heater.
The safety orange.
The space heater that we're going to have for you and the extra changes of clothes that you'll need. Whatever.
How long does it normally take, these hunting expeditions?
I think you get to make up your own mind.
Yeah, it's up to you. Some people can go hunting over a weekend. Some people can go hunting
for a few hours.
Yeah, go. You know, if they've got like a stand that they've just set up that they can just go out every once in a while, see if there's anything out there. You know?
My dad lived in an area where deer would go through, and so every year he'd just keep the gun by the door, and whenever he saw one out in the in the forest type area in his back property, just smoke it, and that would be his one for the year.
Well, I posted something about it, I think on the bulletin board system, and somebody else responded that apparently in some areas the deers are overpopulated, and the only way to keep them under control is to actually hunt. But beyond that, it just seems like a little outdated to me. I mean, we don't need to catch our food anymore. Industry handles that stuff for us.
I don't want to go stand out in the cold.
You don't need to, but you don't need to do a lot of things you enjoy.
That's true. It seems funny to me. Guys, support your right to do it and everything. Just seems weird. 800-259-9231 and dangerous. Get shot by one of your drunk buddies.
Leaving your house.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Hey, man, I've been paintballing. More coming back.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your maca today. Maca. Now you'll know the secret.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine. And door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website. All of it is on the house, including the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. In fact, we sent one out today. You can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the Cheney hunting accident. George called in and brought this up. I guess probably politically where all of this is going is it's no doubt going to result in calls for gun control. I mean, don't you think the gun control zealots are going to glom onto this one?
I don't think they're going to have any more success with this than anything else. I mean,
yeah.
But it does sort of feed people's fear.
The vice president, and it did get a lot more attention than any other hunting accident would.
And also, they're reporting it as though this man was shot in the face. You know, what they failed to mention is basically he was shot in the face with something so small it's like grains of sand.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's bird shot. It's really small.
He didn't take the whole shot. Did he get winged or something? I haven't really dug into
the reason this. The reason he's not dead is because it's bird shot. If it had been slug, his head would be gone.
Right.
But it's probably a 20-gauge shotgun, which I don't have any facts on this. I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a 20-gauge shotgun with, you know, just this. I don't know how to describe it, but they call it a peppering. I mean, he was peppered with bird shot. I mean, that doesn't sound so dangerous, does it? Instead of shot, he was peppered.
Indeed.
It sunk into his face, and certainly the doctor probably spent a lot of time pulling little bitty pieces of bird shot out of him, but they're really small. They're like bits of sand.
He's very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, he's fortunate that it wasn't. They weren't hunting deer.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know where this is.
Rhinos.
I'm not sure where all this is going to go, but it kind of made me. It kind of made me think that you know, what are the reasons why people still hunt today? I mean, there's definitely a lot of people that are hunters. I used to sell the hunting permits when I worked at Kmart, and people were always coming in there looking for that sort of thing.
The big K!
Yeah, and so I just thought to myself, well, you know, back in the day, you were hunting because you wanted to stay alive. You wanted to survive, and you wanted to have something to eat, and I could totally understand that. But I don't think very many people are hunting for survival, at least in America today. So that reason's out the door.
So you know, there might be some out there, but not too many.
I suppose that you could say that you know, it's a desire to spend time in the outdoors, men, you know, bonding with other men, that sort of thing. But really, you could spend time outdoors and bond with other guys by doing other things. Besides,
you could.
So those aren't. That can't be the primary reason. So therefore, that leaves me with the desire to kill things. Right. I mean, would that be one of the big reasons for hunting?
There's sport in it. I mean, you know, kids
sport?
Like
sport.
Sport. Yeah, kids like to play tag. Right.
Okay.
You chase after things. You touch them.
Right.
That's it's sport.
Yeah, but the other kids playing tag have arms to tag you with.
Well, yes, but this is like sport in real life, you know, and if you run around shooting people, it's you go to jail.
So I understand what you're saying is the animal's unpredictable, right? You're not sure exactly which direction they're going to run in. That's what makes it sporting.
I imagine that some people think to themselves, you know, if the situation arose, I can now, I'm experienced and good at fending for myself.
Is
I can provide myself with food.
Hmm.
And some people probably like the taste of venison and those sorts
that
of meat, wild meat, which they can't get elsewhere, pretty much.
Okay.
Mm.
So they like the idea of eating the food that they killed, even though they don't have to.
Right.
But
I like to eat the fish I killed, and it doesn't taste as good as
the
fish I get
elsewhere.
Let me ask
you this. Now, I think we've tried to define sport on this show in the past, and we found that it's very difficult define sport. Would, if hunting, in your mind, is a sport, would the video game versions of hunting be as sporty?
As sporting? No.
No?
No.
Well, fundamentally, how are they different?
You move more when sport.
This is true.
Yeah, there's not a sport anywhere that doesn't... anything that
there's nothing that someone would qualify as a sport, like as a general consensus, be considered sporting that doesn't involve your whole body moving in some fashion. You have to get up and leave
some
your location.
Okay, I see what you mean. Like, so as even NASCAR, you've left your house to get in the car?
The people who drive, they get up. Kind of. Okay. They go out and do something.
They're dedicated, too.
They're going out and doing something, and they're putting time into practicing and getting better and building their cars better and all kinds of stuff.
Well, now you're talking about video games. You're correlating video games again because they practice, then they can get better, you know.
Right, but then also the key is going out and doing something.
Right, the going out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
No, because I was going to make a point that wasn't true. So
I can see that, because otherwise he'd continue to walk all over you.
Absolutely.
So
more important than him.
In regards to hunting, go for it. I mean, if that's what you dig, do it. I certainly would never consider outlawing or anything like that. I'm just kind of trying to understand why people still do it. So I don't know if you are a hunter and you want to explain your hobby or sport, whatever you consider it. 800-259-9231. I don't have any objection to killing animals. I mean, I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't like the idea of killing them unnecessarily, but, you know, plenty of people are out there killing them for all sorts of products and other purposes, so if you want to kill it to slice off its head and put it on your mantel place, then that's your business.
Well, the thing is they're pesky. I'm sorry, and if you don't have enough predators are the hardest thing. They're at the top of the food chain. They're the hardest things to keep around. And then when there's too many predators versus prey, they're getting in and killing livestock.
Right.
When there's too much, you know, prey type animals, deers and that sort of thing, then they're eating into things and
destroying
property.
So that would be another reason then, possibly, to protect your own property from the animals. That could be another reason why people hunt.
Certainly.
Well, the people that I know who hunt do normally eat the things that they kill, and I think part of it is the satisfaction of knowing that they, even though they didn't need to get that food for themselves, they were able to.
They could do it.
And yeah.
It's a prowess thing at the same time. I mean, you know, you go into a guy's house who's got a bunch of deer on the wall, you know.
Right. Look at that.
He's not a sissy.
Right. He has no problems killing something and keeping the dead thing's head in his home.
I think I'm going to be nice to his daughter.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. I mean, it's the equivalent of making an example of someone by by killing one of their footmen and putting their head on a pike out in front of the castle. You know, it's you let them know you're not afraid of them. You know,
right.
Damn thing.
800-259-9231. If you want to comment on hunting, coming up, we've still got the story about the young man who lost his body armor in Iraq and was forced to pay for it. But actually, our board operator's now asking, if he goes to a LAN center, Torgo, if he goes to a LAN party,
right,
would that be considered a sport? Because you're saying that you have to get up and leave your house in order to play a sport. Well, there are young people that get up, pick up their computers, load them into their cars, take them to another location, and then unload the computers, plug them in, and they play network games with one another. Is that a sport?
Actually, Manwich has something.
Only if you consider bridge a sport. Or canasta.
I would consider that somewhat sporting.
I wouldn't consider it sporting. I would consider it a card game.
Well, now, sports for Torgo is probably a little bit different than sports for you, Manwich. I mean, Torgo doesn't exercise at all, so lifting cards from
screw you,
one
man.
Side of the table to the other is probably burning more calories than he burns all week long.
I type a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, Manwich, do you consider football a sport?
Yes.
Football is a game, just like a card game.
No, football is a sport.
It's a game. Well, yeah, it's a sport in which you are going and playing a game. That's why you're not having a football sporting session. You're having a football game when you go. What are you watching this week? The game. It's a game.
On what? The sports channel.
Okay, great. You know what? Sports channels air bridge and pinochle tournaments, poker tournaments.
That's because they've got nothing left to show.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't say they're popular sports, but they're still sports.
They're just not sports.
They're professional competitions. They're sports.
I just can't see it.
Well, I don't think that anybody's ever going to come to an agreement on what a sport is. I think everybody has their own set of parameters for that sort of thing. 800-259-9231 if you want to answer, what is a sport? Coming up, the kid lost his armor. We'll tell you about that also. Saddam Hussein back in court, and he is stirring it up again. Interesting quotes from him coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves, so it is Free Talk Live.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizeDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go vote in our poll that we're running right now, poll.freetalklive.com. We'll take you straight to it. The question is, there are six types of libertarians. Which type are you? And responses pretty split on this poll. Again, you can go to poll.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. To the news we go. Actually, this one came in on the from the email box. Eric Eyer is the writer here.
Eyer.
Last time, First Lieutenant William Eddie Rebrook IV.
Sounds like an angry pirate.
Saw his body armor. He was lying on a stretcher in Iraq. His arm shattered and covered in blood. A field medic tied a tourniquet around Rebrook's right arm to stop the bleeding from shrapnel wounds. Soldiers yanked off his blood-soaked body armor, and he never saw it again. But last week, Rebrook was forced to pay $700 for that body armor.
That's crazy.
Which was blown up by a roadside bomb over a year ago. He was leaving the Army for good because of his injuries.
He should send the Army a bill for his leg. Or whatever it is. You know?
Well, I mean, they're supposed to be taking care of that sort of thing, and the medical care side of things.
I don't want to hear about any medical care. This is actually what I'm charging you for, the leg itself.
Oh, I see. Because if you were to sell your leg to a... Some, like, for instance, insurance companies will pay you if you lose body parts. They'll pay you if you lose your pinky, they'll pay you.
They get to tell me how much the body armor's worth. I get to tell them what the leg's worth. No problem.
Well, he turned in his gear at his base at Fort Hood, Texas, was informed then there was no record that the body armor had been stripped from him in battle. So, you know, his official story was, I got blown up, And at some point, while the medics were taking care of me, they threw away the body armor because it was ruined.
Okay.
But they said, there's no official record of this. You're going to have to pay $700 or face not being discharged for weeks, perhaps even months, while they investigate it. Rebrook, age 25, managed to scrounge up the cash from his army buddies and returned home to Charleston last Friday. He says, quote, I last saw the body armor when it was pulled off my bleeding body when I was being evacuated in a helicopter. I think they took it off me and burned it. But no one documented that he lost the Kevlar body armor during the battle. No one wrote down that the
armor... they were worried about him being shot.
Nobody... They should have filled out the paperwork while they were in that helicopter, man, which
That's
no
nuts.
One wrote down that the armor had apparently been incinerated as a biohazard. His mother said she was saddened and angry when she learned that the Army had discharged her son with a $700 bill. She says these soldiers who put their lives on the line deserve better. And, you know what, if you're going to go over and possibly die for this military, shouldn't they at least let you off the hook on the body armor? I mean, what did they think? Did they think he just kind of slipped it off and sent it in the mail to his house so he could have it when he got home as a keepsake?
Well, here's... I think there's a new rule for Army guys. The new rule is if you've... You get yourself a Purple Heart, you get one throwaway bit of body armor. That's it. One throwaway. Now, if you've got two sets that have come up missing, you got to pay for one. Or, if you haven't got a Purple Heart, then you've got to pay for one. But that should be inserted in the rules, you know? That way, it's just okay.
Well, Rebrook says he knows other soldiers who have also been forced to pay for equipment which was destroyed in battle. You would think that when you're in the military and they issue you all of these things, that it's with the understanding that if you get shot or blown up, it could all just, you know, be sort of forgotten about. But no, it's a combat loss, apparently.
Well, you also got to remember that there's some scheming guys in the Army that are looking to get a hold of government stuff wherever they can.
That's true.
Sorry, we lost a couple of tanks. Don't know what happened to them. Or, just gone.
Or maybe they thought, oh, this guy got blown up. Maybe he snapped and he'll be paranoid on the outside, so he snuck out his body armor so that way, you know,
no,
he can walk through the streets feeling a little bit safer just in case there's bombs.
Well, now wait a minute, man, which, I mean, the tank example, it's a little bit absurd.
Yes,
I mean,
of course it is.
They don't issue you a tank like they issue you the body armor. I mean, certainly they wouldn't charge a tank driver if his tank got blown up, would they? I mean, if you got your tank blown up and you managed to escape with your life, could you imagine them handing you a $3 million bill?
Okay, there's a little bit of a difference, I think, in this situation, because if your tank gets blown up and you manage to crawl your bloody self back to your base camp, or someone picks you up and they bring you back, you'll be like, yeah, my tank got blown up. But if you get blown up, you're not going to think to mention your body. There will be documentation that your tank exploded. No one's going to think to write down the body armor. Your chances of getting charged for the tank are fairly negligible.
I'm just saying, what if it could happen?
For instance, you know, you come from
$3 million.
You come from a rural place. You know, you're from the middle of, I don't know, Iowa. And, you know, back home they got the flea market. You're sending mom T-shirts that you just keep on going to the place where they get T-shirts from in the Army.
The commissary? I don't know.
The commissary they buy.
The PX.
Okay. What is it?
The PX, the post PX. Exchange.
Would you pay for it there or get them for free?
I have to pay for it.
Well, what I'm saying is you can't get an unlimited amount of T-shirts because people would be scamming the military.
Obviously.
Boots, you know, those kind of things. So the body armor is the extension. It's the end of a personal gear that the Army gets.
I understand that they have to have some sort of security protocol in there to prevent scamming, but when you've got a guy with an arm hanging off and shrapnel in him, maybe you could just cut the dude a break. Instead of, listen to what they wanted him to do. When he went and tried to leave the military and they handed him this bill, they said, all right, well, you could pay this bill or you can do the following. He apparently had tried to get a battalion commander to sign a waiver on the battle armor, but the officer declined.
That's so dumb.
Rebrook was told he'd have to supply statements from witnesses to verify that the body armor was taken from him and burned, as though he's going to be able to, contact the guys that happened to fly him back to the base over in Iraq and get them to sign some statements, if he could even know who those guys were.
It's not like it's a one big club. It's not like it's, you know, where
there's 20 guys
when you work with... You know, 20 people in an office, you know all their names.
Right.
This is the military.
There's 100,000 people.
Right. There's hundreds of thousands of people in the military in different branches, and you don't know who's who. And, you know, if a guy helped you out, that's just his job, and he's gone, just like an ambulance driver helping you out.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. So he ponied up, and now he's out of the military. So look out, military people. Be aware of this stuff.
Messed up.
Saddam Hussein back in court. We've got some quotes from him coming up. This is your show. You take control of the phone lines. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. At freetalklive.com. So it looks like old Saddam's back in court today, though he's pretty angry about it. The former Iraqi leader shouted, "Down with Bush!" and continued a stormy exchange with the new
chief
judge.
It's probably the execution that makes him maddest, you know? The fact that he's going to hang from a really tall tree.
You don't think it's the being dragged out of his country while we go in and kill his people?
Well,
you know, because he can't be there doing it?
I've got so little sympathy for Saddam. I'm sorry. You know, I don't think we should be in this war, but if Saddam Hussein's one of the casualties, good.
Well, in this case, I'm sure the United States is wishing that their soldiers had accidentally killed him or something like this, because he is just causing trouble in the courtroom. He is he had a stormy exchange with the new chief judge, who he says, Saddam says, is biased, and he wants him removed. The trial, amid threats of a continued boycott, the chief prosecutor had asked the new chief judge, Judge Rahman, to bring Saddam Hussein and his co-defendants to Baghdad. Upon entering the court, Saddam said, "They have forcibly brought me here." He told the judge, "Exercise your right to try me in absentia. Are you trying to overcome your own smallness?" Rising sun. Down with the traitor. Down with traitors. Down with Bush. And then long live blah, blah, blah. He continued to shout. And it just goes on and on. So, he just comes into the courtroom and just tears it up and just yells and screams. And they put up with him, you know. It's just kind of funny.
Well, what else are you going to do?
I don't know.
I've seen crackheads more well-behaved in a courtroom than Saddam Hussein. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and he gets away with it. Will he ever be satisfied with the judge that they give him? I mean, they could change the judge 50 times and Saddam will come in there and say he's biased, right?
Satisfaction is really a death sentence for Saddam. I mean, as soon as he says, yes, everything's fine, then they're going to find out that he's exterminated I don't know how many of his people, maybe the 100,000s they're talking about, perhaps only just thousands of his people. You know, I don't know how many precisely, but he's killed a bunch of people. And then they're going to execute him.
Well, apparently his half-brother, Mr. Al-Tikriti, scuffled with guards as he was brought in. Both of them, Saddam and his half-brother, then continued to harangue the judge throughout the early proceedings, refusing orders to sit down and be quiet. Saddam Hussein shouted, "This is not a court. This is not a court. This is a game."
All right, then.
I just think it's interesting that, you know, here in America, how long would behavior like this be allowed? I mean, if you went into a courtroom and started shouting at a judge like this and telling the judge that you thought it was all a game, I mean, how long would it be before that judge brought a bailiff in and gags you?
Well,
right?
It would depend on if you were George Bush. You know, I mean, essentially, this is the deposed leader. Do I think that Bill Clinton would be allowed a great deal of leeway in his? Yeah, I think he might. I think he would comport himself with more dignity. But then again, it's doubtful that we'd be trying to kill Bill.
Oh God.
What?
Nothing.
Even your dumb Tarantino references.
I know. I hate Quentin Tarantino. That's the thing that's the worst about it. I'm not even going to get into it. It would take entirely too much time.
That's a really cool cover on the Kill Bill 2 there with the Uma Thurman with the ninja sword.
Well, I don't know or care.
I saw the first one. It wasn't too shabby. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is coming up on the way. Pack rats. You probably know one or two of them. Maybe you are one. We want to hear from you. There's actually a name for being a pack rat now. We'll tell you about that. Also on the way tonight, pathetic, whining hurricane victims. That's all coming up. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.